Well, this morning we are going to talk about something we love, bacon. Yeah, the Iowa State University Bacon Expo is coming up again very soon on October 8th. Taylor Etzel is one of the general co-chairs of the event, and she is going to visit with us today about bacon. Taylor, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. You are a student. What, are you a senior this year?
Yep, I'm a senior here at Iowa State in agricultural business and animal science.
How did you get involved in the Bacon Festival in the first place, the Bacon Expo?
Well, it started my freshman year here, and I thought it seemed kind of neat and interesting and different, so I signed up just for fun because a few of my friends were as well. And then ever since then, it's something that's kind of caught my interest, and I took it and flew with it.
Absolutely. Did you grow up on a farm?
I did. I grew up on a diversified land and livestock farm in eastern Iowa, actually Elbernite, Iowa, a little bit north of Cedar Rapids.
Okay, and so your ties to bacon go deeper than just picking some off the shelf.
Exactly. Yep, my family has cattle, and we also have several hogs on our farm.
You bet. This is you were telling me before we started on the air here today that this is, you say it, it's the largest student-run festival of its kind?
Yes, the largest student-organized bacon celebration in the nation.
Who does the research on that? How did you find that out?
Well, just through hearsay and research on our own, we haven't really found any other collegiate-run bacon celebration. So we're pretty unique in the sense that Iowa State calls us home.
Are you surprised at how well this has been supported over the years?
It's grown immensely. The first couple of years, it was kind of slow going, but we're lucky to work with bacon because everyone likes it so much. So the last couple of years, it's really hit fire, and it's become very popular.
What will let's talk about the Bacon Expo itself, because I know tickets went on sale here recently and folks can pick those up, but let's tease them into buying tickets. Why should they come there? What will they find?
So when you come to Bacon Expo, you can purchase your ticket on our website under the tickets tab. And so after you do that, you come and you basically get to enjoy all you can eat bacon for the duration of the event. So we have different kinds of bacon. We have jalapeno bacon and barbecue bacon and all sorts of actual strips of bacon. And we also have really neat bacon innovations. Last year, we had Scratch Cupcakery there, and they did maple bacon cupcakes and white chocolate bourbon bacon cupcakes. We also had the Chocolatery Stand there, and they did maple bacon gelato. So we have lots of really neat stuff. So in the midst of walking around our event and eating all this different fun bacon stuff, you can take part in our live entertainment. So we have bacon bingo planned, amongst other things that you can participate in and win prizes while doing. And we also are a very educational event. We try to capitalize on bacon to really educate our attendees about Iowa's wine industry and where their bacon comes from.
Where in the world do you come up with all these ideas?
I wish I could tell you.
It's a secret, huh?
Yes.
Is that part of it? I mean, is this one of the reasons that so many students get involved in organizing? It sounds like you just have fun with it.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. So my co-chair, John Armstrong, and I have been working towards this this past December. So in January, we put together an executive team of 26 members. And then later in the spring, we added on about 50 committee members. And then just recently, we added on about 40 bacon brigade members. So we have quite the group with us.
Wow, that's quite an amazing group of people put together to do all this. And there's enough work for all of these people to be actively involved.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, people who show up think that we just kind of throw some bacon and some vendors together, but there's a lot more behind-the-scenes work than one might think.
How valuable is it for you and your cohorts there to organize something like this for the long term? Because to work on all the logistics, all the little details that have to be taken care of to make it go off without a hitch, takes a lot of organization ahead of time. How valuable is that experience for you?
This experience has been incredibly valuable to me. Just personally speaking, when I walk into a job interview or a internship interview, one of the first things I generally get asked about on my resume is Bacon Expo. Employers want to know, what is Bacon Expo? And so it kind of gives me the opportunity to talk about this thing that I'm so passionate about, and also gives me an opportunity to expand on the personal growth I've experienced while being in Bacon Expo. Kind of like you mentioned, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes work, a lot of detail to pay attention to. It's definitely helped me develop as an individual and a professional, and it's helped me to sharpen my communication skills and my organizational skills. The list goes on and on. And so any students that have the opportunity to get involved in Bacon Expo, or any club for that matter, as long as they take up and take lead, they can definitely get a lot out of that experience.
Well, I can see that definitely. As an employer, I know what kind of a conversation starter that would be if I saw that on someone's resume.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. That's great. Well, tell me a little bit about then that particular day. How is the day set up? Is it pretty casual for folks when they come in the doors that day?
For our attendees, it's pretty casual. For the people behind the scenes, it's very strict and laid out. So we try to make it seem casual, but so the attendees can come in and basically just have free range of the Hanson Learning Center. So they walk in and they can go to any Bacon booth. There's really no particular order to our layout. And then in between our Bacon vendors, we also have our educational booths where they can learn about Iowa and Iowa swine industry. And then on the other side of the arena, we have a big stage where our entertainment events will be going on throughout the day. So our attendees can just kind of wander and stick around whatever meets their eye.
Absolutely. You get a lot of folks from all over the state, and do you get folks that come in from outside the state?
We do. Last year, we actually kind of performed an analysis of where all of our ticket buyers came from. So we have mostly Midwest people, but definitely a lot of Iowa folks. But we have a lot of people from the surrounding states as well.
Is education, you mentioned it's a key part of it, but I'm guessing if you get a lot of folks from around the Midwest and Iowa, that they have kind of a basic understanding of the farm to market to your home type of a situation there. Do you have to do a lot of educating there?
Actually, we do. For the most part, people in the Midwest understand the importance of farming and the importance of agriculture, I feel. But for the most part, our main audience is kind of like the Des Moines area people or the urban city people. So we really get the chance to educate them on the processes of how they get their bacon from the gate to their plate. And that's kind of a theme that our education team goes with, is gate to plate. So like I mentioned, they have a general understanding of everything, but for the most part, they don't really know what goes on behind the scenes, and that can scare some people. So we really try to bridge that gap between the consumer and the producer.
So you really do have some folks there that when you ask them, where does your food come from, they say the grocery store.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. Well, and I say it is surprising because we live here in Iowa in such an agricultural state. You would assume that everybody gets it, but, you know, some people just didn't grow up on a farm. They didn't grow up in a rural area. They don't understand those things, and it's an important thing for them to know and to understand because so many more people want to know where their food comes from, how it's produced.
You're right, yep.
Well, let's talk about tickets. How do folks go about getting those?
So tickets went on sale last Thursday on our website. And so if you go to Google Iowa State Bacon Expo, will pop right up. And if you go under the tickets tab, you can purchase tickets right there. Tickets are $12 per person. And it's children 3 and under will get in for free. The tickets are on hot demand. They're selling pretty quickly. In the last 2 years, we have actually sold out. So we really suggest that you buy those quickly. Tickets will be for sale at the door if there are any extras, but we're not going to count on that just yet.
How many people do you allow in?
We're going to allow in 1,200 people this year. We have enough for 1,200 samples.
Okay, well, that was going to be my next question. Do the vendors all know that then so they can prepare?
Yes, yep, that was part of our vendor contract.
Excellent. Well, this is a pretty exciting thing. Now, you're going to be graduating soon then, I assume?
Yep, I graduate in May this year.
Okay, so this is your last go-around with the Bacon Expo from this angle.
It is. I definitely plan to attend in the future, but as far as being on the behind-the-scenes side of the world, this is my last year.
So is part of your job then not just coordinating this one, but passing all this knowledge on and showing kind of on-the-job studies to show the next generation, the next group to come in, exactly how this has to operate?
Yeah, of course. I know last year's general tri-chairs were Rachel Liam, Bree Brandehorst, and Lexi Merrick. And John and I have really utilized them as a great resource throughout this entire year, whether it be little things that we aren't sure how to go about or checking up on things to see if we're forgetting any details on this or that. We definitely utilized last year's girls quite a bit, so we fully anticipate being able to help out as far as our knowledge base goes with the next year's co-chairs as well.
What's your favorite product that you've tasted so far at Bacon Expo?
Well, the crowd favorite. So every year we have a voting session, and each of the vendors can win a different prize, whether it be crowd favorite, things like that. So the last 2 years, the crowd favorite has been Iowa State Black and Bridal Club barbecue bacon, and that's probably my personal favorite. It's really good.
Very good. Well, there are a lot of good things you can mix with bacon. I don't know that there are too many bad things you can mix with bacon. That's October 8th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Hanson Agriculture Student Learning Center on the campus at Iowa State University. Again, those tickets in advance, $12 for adults. Children 3 or under are free, and you can go online, as Taylor mentioned, just Google Bacon Expo, and you're going to find it, but they do have a website. Click on the tickets when you get there. You can find everything you need to know. Get yourself set up. Don't wait that day. You might be out of luck, and you don't want to be the one standing outside smelling all that bacon. Taylor, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you very much.